This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Nearly one in three Dallas children grow up in poverty, and more than 100,000 kids in the city are living below the poverty line. A North Texas nonprofit has an ambitious plan for a collaborative response and an ambitious goal to cut childhood poverty in half. Alan Cohen is the executive director of the Child Poverty Action Lab. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Before we get to the numbers, I'm curious. Your nonprofit is partnering with multiple organizations and city officials. How did this all come about?
Really, this is about supporting our government agencies and taking on a problem that everyone knows needs to be addressed. And everyone also knows that nobody can address on their own, which is child poverty. And poverty is such a complex issue. We have to realize that a lot of the root drivers are inextricably entwined. So issues like safety and health and basic needs and even the job status of parents, those things all interact with one another. And if we're going to lift tens of thousands of kids out of poverty, especially in a single generation, we're going to have to attack the problem from multiple angles all at the same time.
You worked with UT Dallas to crunch numbers showing the burden of long commutes and a lack of public transportation on lower-income families. How heavy is that load?
Low-income families around Dallas face an enormous number of barriers. Transportation can be one of them. And so what the data shows is that a low-income family living in different parts of Dallas, less than 30% of families that are living in southern Dallas can get to a high-paying job within 30 or 60 minutes by public transportation. And so that does create a significant barrier.
How does this transportation metric play out for families trying to get to a medical clinic or grocery store?
Well, that's exactly really what the analysis that we were doing with UTD students looked at, was not just jobs, but we looked at a whole variety of different services that can hopefully eliminate barriers for families. So we looked at grocery stores, we looked at women's clinics, we looked at basic health care. And what we see is that in different parts of Dallas, we don't have equitable access to these services, which should surprise no one, but it's good to have confirming data and to be able to highlight exactly where we can get the greatest bang for our buck as we look to resolve these issues.
Outside of the city making changes, outside of changes locally and federally, what can people do when they have transportation issues like this?
Well, look, I think we're all going to have to work together on this. And so that's the first thing. What I want everyone to understand is that this is not just an issue for low-income families. This is an issue of self-interest for everyone that lives in Dallas. Okay, when one in three kids are living in poverty, we are living on a broken boat in Dallas, right? And when you're on a broken boat, you don't worry about whether the hole in the bottom of the boat is on the other guy's side of the ship. Okay. And so that's what we have to lean into in Dallas. We all have to work together, because if parents don't have jobs, that means kids don't have food. And we need to make sure that our kids for tomorrow are getting the support they need today.
Are there any direct suggestions that have been outlined so far on what city officials in Dallas and, say, other cities can do officially?
Well, there's a whole variety of strategies that we know that the Dallas Area Rapid Transit is already working on and that other agencies are collaboratively working on. We see some of those. But some of the suggestions that were put out by the UTD students included adding kind of the last mile type services, making sure that there are much faster high speed routes. And so a lot of these are not new suggestions. These are things that people are working very hard on right now. We have a terrific board at Dallas Area Rapid Transit. We've got terrific leadership there. I think the issue is that it's going to take more than any one agency. It's going to take all of us working together and not putting the onus on one group and hoping they're going to solve the problem for us. We're all going to have to lean into this together.
Now, the goal, cutting childhood poverty in half, is huge. Do you think it's realistic?
It's absolutely realistic. So when we put this metric together, this idea, let's reduce child poverty by 50% within 20 years, we didn't want this to be the classic, let's just shoot for the moon, and if we don't hit it, we'll land in the stars kind of a goal. We look at this as a math problem. And we have put together a mathematical model that shows if we address very specific outcomes in basic needs, family structure, safe surroundings, education, and living wage jobs, that the outcomes, if we hit them within 20 years, that they will ladder up to a 50% decrease in child poverty. This is audacious, but it is absolutely achievable.
Alan Cohen is the executive director of the Child Poverty Action Lab. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.